Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Deborah Carrier with Twice as Nice Uniforms. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get too far into things, tell us about Twice as Nice. How are you serving folks?
Okay, so my background is I'm a dental hygienist, and I started this company 5 years ago, and Twice as Nice uniforms are medical and dental uniforms that are temperature regulating, antimicrobial, and moisture wicking.
So you kind of stumbled upon this idea by having the problems yourself, I guess?
Exactly. I've been a dental hygienist for a very long time, and literally one day I just walked out of work, got in my car, and I was driving home thinking, there's got to be something I can do about these thermostat wars. I waste too much time battling the thermostat every day with the dental assistant. So by the time I got home, I had dreamed up this business in my head. I knew there was technology in fabric. I knew there was something that I could do about it. And so then I just started down that road, knew nothing about starting a textile business. But fast forward 5 years, and here I am. I have a factory in the United States. We're warehoused in Atlanta, and COVID has been very, very good to us.
So now, in what respect has COVID been very good to you?
Well, it was interesting when it hit in March. I had just gotten back from a trade show, and 90% of our sales had been done at trade shows leading up to COVID. And so I obviously knew that things were going to slow down for a while. I never dreamed how long they were going to slow down for. So I thought, well, you know, what is it that we need to do? So I immediately connected with people. A big part of my customer base is dentistry. So I was doing a lot of a podcast and writing articles. And we also did a fundraiser to be able to donate masks to people who weren't going to get masks, like first responders. And we donated a lot to the Atlanta Police Department, some of the other like hospice providers and stuff like that, people that weren't going to get the masks that they needed right away. So that's kind of how it started. And then we immediately started adding new PPE to our line that we didn't have before. And all of a sudden, our e-commerce just absolutely exploded. And we're doing, you know, way better than we've done in the past. So it's been quite an interesting journey over the last 6 months.
Well, tell us about this Georgia suppliers list that's kind of related to that.
Right. So they were wonderful. I learned about them through Launchpad 2X, which is a women's entrepreneur group that I joined 5 years ago when I started my business. And I was connected with them through that. And then actually last year, I spoke at one of their meetings, and John and Holly from the Georgia Center for Innovation were at that meeting. And so we started talking more, because by then I really knew exactly what my needs were for manufacturing. So we're starting to look at some manufacturing closer to home, because my factory right now is in New Jersey. And so when COVID hit, they reached out to me and told me what they were doing as far as getting a supplier list together for the state of Georgia. And they were on it. I mean, right away they said, you know, fill this out, let us know what you have, because we started making masks and surgical gowns. I had a source to get N95s. So obviously we wanted to help out in any way we could to get these supplies to people as fast as possible. So they connected me with quite a few people in Atlanta that needed things. And then on the flip side, I was looking for different supplies, such as we were going to start making a face shield. So they connected me with several companies in the Atlanta area that I was able to talk with to fulfill those needs as well.
Now, isn't that a great story in terms of collaboration? I mean, that's, I think, pretty unusual to have kind of a quasi-government entity, a private company, like everybody's kind of working together for the common good there. Those are really important stories to tell.
It was fantastic, and how fast everything happened. I was just amazed. I thought, okay, I'm going to fill this out, and, you know, I don't know when we'll hear back. And everything just happened very quickly. And, of course, you know, everybody was willing to jump in and help as much as we possibly can and support each other, which is what I've always been about.
Now, because of COVID and because of this initiative with the PPE, has this kind of opened new segments that maybe that there weren't, you weren't thinking about, or maybe were back burnered and now they're front burnered, and maybe even after the pandemic, you'll see maybe more energy in those initiatives or something kind of tangentially related?
Absolutely. Yes. We had some PPE already, like surgical caps and some different lab coats and stuff. But they started selling better all of a sudden. And then I did add surgical gowns, which we just can't even keep those in stock right now. We're making them as fast as we can. And ours are not disposable. That's the other thing that I'm really big on, is I don't like to be adding more waste to the environment. So we're making ones that can be cleaned very easily and taken care of and last a long time. So we were able to add new accessories to our line. And the other interesting thing was, when I started my company 5 years ago, several people told me, they said, you're about 5 years ahead of yourself. And I didn't really know what that meant. And obviously none of us would have dreamed up that it would be a virus. But so all of a sudden, temperature regulating uniforms are really important with all the PPE that healthcare providers have to wear. Everyone is burning up. And so having scrubs and lab coats that regulate your temperature has become very important. So even our stuff that we've been selling for years, there's been a big increase in our sales as well.
So now, when you kind of made this major career shift, right, and now you're kind of running a company that manufactures stuff and distributes stuff, what was that like from a leadership standpoint? Did you have to, you know, kind of acquire these new skills of how to manage all these folks in areas that maybe you hadn't done previously? Like, how'd you kind of work through all those challenges?
I was clueless. I had been a hygienist for 40 years, and that's what I knew. So, and I do have a fashion background, so I knew a little bit about the design area of it. But one of my very first mentors that I was working with, he said to me, he said, surround yourself with people who have skills in the areas that you don't. And so that's exactly what I did. I went out first thing and found people that had expertise in areas that I did not have. And so that was huge. And the other thing I learned is I just talked to everyone. It didn't matter who it was. A lot of them were my patients, because at that time I was still working as a hygienist. And it's amazing, by networking, you know, what can happen. And then, of course, by joining Launchpad, that really helped catapult it, because they introduced me to so many people, from, you know, attorneys, because I had to go through the whole patent process, to accountants, to, you know, anything that was needed.
Now, how did you find out about Launchpad? Because that is it's a great group, formerly led by Bernie Dixon, and now Christy Brown, I think, is now running the show over there. That has an amazing track record of helping women founders, you know, get to that next level. How did you find it, and how was it for you in terms of helping your company grow?
So two of my mentors are Lee Waters and Stephen Hickson, and Stephen was the one who actually came to me. We had just started working together, and they had worked with Bernie in several different committees, and he said, I know it's late in the game, but call Bernie and see if you can get in. And the class was just getting ready to start, and she's like, well, I don't think we can get you in. And I told her what my idea was, and she's like, oh, we'll make it work. So in I went, and that was amazing, because at that point I was so green. I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to build a pitch deck. I didn't know how to, you know, go look for investment money. I really knew nothing. So that helped me a lot. And then I took off for New York and started looking for fabrics and production people and et cetera, et cetera.
So it really helped kind of give you the confidence and some resources to help you grow.
Absolutely. I mean, everything. I mean, I learned so much about every aspect of the business, growing the business, starting the business. It was invaluable, really.
Right. And one of the big things I think that they do a great job in, maybe more so than other incubators and accelerators, are that they really, I don't want to say make you, because that sounds like they're making you do something, but they encourage you to think bigger and maybe dream bigger than what you even could imagine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Make you is the right word. they push you. And yes, that's exactly what I took away from it is, you know, just keep thinking bigger and bigger and remember that you are the CEO and keep that role. Because it's hard in the beginning when you're doing everything for the company to get bogged down in the day-to-day stuff and not be forward thinking and, you know, to keep the company moving forward. And also just all the relationships that I formed with all the other women that were in the group. I'm still in touch with several of them and how we've been able to support and help each other.
Yeah, that's I can't encourage especially female founders enough to get involved with groups like that or that group specifically, because it's a world of difference it can make in your organization. And just to even when you're, like you said, the network of being surrounded by all those folks that are kind of on the same path, maybe in different industries, but it's so collaborative. It's so helpful and inspiring.
Right. Yeah. It's lonely at the top, especially when you're starting out and you're a company of one or two and you don't have anybody to run things by. So to be involved in different organizations like that is extremely helpful. And now I'm mentoring some of the people that are just starting in Launchpad. So it's fabulous.
And that's what it encourages, that kind of full life cycle of, you know, starting something, growing something, and then giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you need more of right now?
Well, fabric. there's such a shortage of that right now that is tough, but I've been pretty lucky so far to get everything I need. But that, again, that's where the Georgia Center for Innovation has been really helpful, because they have put me in contact with some suppliers right here in Georgia that I'm talking with right now. So it's mainly raw materials, and just, you know, growing the company as quickly as we can. So I am starting to look at investment money again, and just to keep growing the company moving forward.
So now you sell uniforms all over the country, or all over the planet. What's the reach of your?
All over the country. We have sold some outside the country. We're really concentrating on Canada right now. We have a new product that I collaborated with a dentist in Kentucky. It's a lab coat that has radiation protection in it. And that thing is getting a lot of attention, especially in the mobile dentistry and medical world. And we're getting a lot of attention from that in Canada, especially. So we're looking at Canada. We have done some business in South America as well.
Now, you mentioned the list that you were able to kind of find some folks and you became part of that list as well. Is that open to anybody? Like, how does that list work in terms of joining it or kind of leveraging it?
That was my understanding, that anybody who has a business in Georgia was able to join that list. And I was getting calls right off the bat from anywhere from hospitals to nursing care facilities, anybody that was in need of any type of PPE.
Right. So that was kind of a nice thing for them to start, and it really paid off in terms of generating business. That's great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So now, is your client any medical profession? Is that your sweet spot?
Really, anybody that wears a uniform, but yes, medical and dental are our big areas.
And then if they wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, where should they go?
We have a website. It's twiceasniceuniforms.com, and there's an 800 number there. You can send us an email, and one of us will get back to you as quickly as we can.
And then when you're onboarding somebody, is this something that's pretty standard because they already have uniforms and they're switching from somebody else to you? Is that how it works, so they know how to do this?
Absolutely. We like to have a conversation with the office just to see what their needs are. If there's somebody that's local, we can send somebody to actually do a fitting in their office. We can send sample boxes out. But the first step is just for them to contact us, and then we'll set up a time to figure out exactly what their needs are and get them some samples.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.